Ah. Something's burning.
Something's burned.
Indeed. What, if I may ask?
Bolivant's chicken.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
I have the oven turned up too high.
Inedible, I should say. Quite inedible.
Yes, yes, we shall have to have eggs.
Eggs?
An omelette.
No, thank you. Anyway, as the meal you'd planned is more or less a charred relic, I don't feel too guilty about telling you that I'm going out.
Where?
To dinner, of course. Don't be so obtuse.
Who invited you?
George Underdown. He's obviously in need of moral support. I'm going round immediately.
Yes, all right, Father.
I shall be out for luncheon tomorrow as well. In fact, I shall probably pack a case in the morning and stay with George. In which case, I shall be out for all my meals for several days.
Has he asked you, Father?
It's a good idea to be on the spot. I can see about measuring things.
What sort of thing?
Well, I can be deciding where to put different pieces of furniture. It'd be nice to have a place of my own to spread out in again.
Hello, Arthur.
Oh, Elizabeth, my dear. How very nice to see you. Regretfully, I shall not be dining with you. Delicious eggs, apparently.
All that about?
No, just father being father. Here, let me take your coat, darling.
Give me a kiss first.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. I think I can smell something burning. Mm.
I've been to this movie before. That's just what father said.
Oh, yes, the volleyball.
Mm. Yes, well, I was a bit preoccupied.
I'll pour us both a sherry, shall I?
Okay.
Right.
I got on to the solicitor.
What did he say?
Oh, he quite agreed with me. He's written Lynn a letter, set the wheels in motion.
And you really will go as far as taking Lynn to court?
Well, Jeremy's custody was decided in court. It's going to be reversed. That'll have to be done by court, too.
It's going to cause an awful lot of bad feeling, you know, between you and Lynn.
Oh, that's already happened.
Well, dragging it all through the courts is going to make that permanent.
Oh, will it matter?
It will to Jeremy.
What do you suggest I should do? Just give him up?
Now, if you really decide it's better to keep him here with us than fight it, then I'm with you. But, darling, do think about it first, please.
What do you mean?
Well, is it really better for him to stay here with us?
Of course it is.
I know you want him to, and I feel disloyal suggesting anything else. But is it really the best thing for him?
Darling, it's Jeremy I'm thinking of.
Are you?
What's the matter with him?
Don't ask me.
Well, what does the book say?
What?
The book. The one on baby care.
I'll wheel him outside for Pete's sake.
I can't do that.
Then I will.
All right, all right. Stay where you are. And get up. Better?
Shut the door. That's better.
Something could happen to him and you wouldn't know.
Really?
Debbie.
What's the matter now?
And it's all very well to joke.
You open that door and it won't be him that something happens to, it'll be me. I'll go bananas.
Give me the book. Now, here's that bit about colic. Shall I read it to you?
No, thanks.
Has Carol got any ideas?
She says he's hungry.
You've only just fed him.
I know.
That took hours.
At the hospital, they used to top him up with a bottle.
Used to what?
Give him a bit at the end.
Why don't you do that now?
Because Carol says if I start giving him a bottle, I'm going to lose me milk. Well, what's the matter? I thought you were keen on all the nature bit.
I am. I just tend to get a bit lost.
Like you do with everything else.
What do you mean?
Oh, right. We all know your Hampstead's answer to Don Giovanni.
I'll go and see if I can help Carol. Do be quiet, Sam, please. For my sake. There's a good fellow. Oh, dear. I know what it's like being an only child, Liz. It's not what I want for Jeremy.
Well, I was one as well, you know. And I quite enjoyed it.
Wouldn't you like brothers and sisters?
What you lose on the swings, you gain on the roundabout. He's got sisters anyway, Peter. He's not an only child, whether he lives here with us or not.
He'll be brought up exactly like an only child if he stays with Lynn and Matt. All those adults concentrating on him.
Yeah, but he has to muck in and get on with it. And it's good for him. He's grown up a lot since he's been there.
He hasn't got other children to play with.
He's got Alexis and Rob. They take him to football matches.
Yes, I know.
Swimming. It's rather like having two big brothers, really. Especially Rob.
Well, there is that.
We are a slightly female household when you come to think of it. Me and Abby, the twins.
What about me?
4 to 2, though.
So?
All I'm saying is that you'll grow up more quickly. With all that adult company, he'll be more advanced. And you can't deny that he likes it over there.
Are you trying to talk me into letting him go?
I just want you to look at it from both sides.
Oh, good grief!
What?
Burnt the bloody omelette.
I mean, she doesn't seem to give a damn about the baby, Carol. I don't know what's the matter with her.
Dickon?
Yes?
There's a clean tea towel over there.
Oh, do you want me to give you a hand?
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Where shall I put the things?
Oh, on the chair.
Oh.
You know, the trouble with washing up in a basin is there's nowhere to put an out.
What's wrong with the kitchen sink?
Blocked.
Oh, I'll have a look at it for you if you like.
Oh, everyone's had a look at it. Me, Vince, Roger. No one seems able to fix it.
Well, obviously you need a plumber.
Ah, brilliant. Vince says it's from washing too many nappies in it.
Where do you wash them now?
Well, here.
Hmm. Could be two lots in future.
Yeah.
Not exactly easy for you, is it? I mean, not very comfortable.
Oh, it's all right. And we'll get it as good as the other place in the end.
Perhaps that's the trouble with Debbie. I mean, perhaps that's what's making her so uninterested in the baby. And so bad-tempered. Having all this to cope with.
Look, she's tired, that's all.
She didn't seem tired in the hospital, eh? She was dying to get back.
Ah, yeah, well, that's in the hospital, innit? Where everyone's doing everything for you.
Debbie hated it.
It's still 3 meals a day just put in front of you. And the babby in the nursery half the time and to lie down whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a shock when you get home, I can tell you. You know, you think you're full of beans. You think you can do it all, standing on your head. But when you actually have to, well, it's a bit different. Sometimes you feel so tired you could just lie down and die.
Well, I'm not surprised. Fancy waiting up till this hour.
Oh, hello.
You know what time it is?
Midnight. You're early.
Oh, just as well. If I'd been an hour later, I suppose you'd still have been sitting there.
I've been trying to catch up on some reading. Might didn't go too late. Oh. Still, I'm glad we gave him a decent meal. Couldn't leave him fending for himself. Oh, do you have to, Cliff?
What?
Take your shoes off in here.
Yes. Oh, that's better.
I'm beginning to wish I hadn't stayed up.
Go on, you love my feet. You know you do.
I'm not so keen on your socks, though.
Hey, perfect ending to the day. And I guess who came into the pub tonight?
Can't imagine.
George came in, cap in hand, begging me to help him. He was in a terrible state. Arthur Tyson was with him.
What does he want you to do?
Carry all his stuff over.
But he's got a removal firm coming.
Yeah, yeah, there's been some mix-up or other. Something to do with insurance. So I said yeah.
What?
Well, it'd be dead easy. I'll do it a bit at a time all week, and then at the weekend I'll get a few of the boys to give me a hand with the big stuff.
What boys?
Well, Dick and Manji, Rob. There's plenty of muscle around here.
Well, if you want to do George a favour.
Oh, I do. I can't wait. I can't think of anything nicer than George Underdown having to be grateful to me.
You're not going to keep rubbing it in, are you, Cliff?
That depends.
Debbie.
Shh.
Have you got him in there?
He's asleep.
Oh, Eck. I wondered what had happened to him when his carry cot was empty.
He's in bed with me. Is it all right to keep him here? I don't want to move him. He might wake up. Oh, yeah. I have Moonshine in with me if she's restless. It's lovely snuggling up with him. I better not go to sleep then. I don't mind just lying here and looking at him.
He's smashing, isn't he?
Yeah. If only he was always like this.
We'll be right back.